"Yes, Your Honor," he said, and went to a spot directly in front of the witness stand. A little rustle in the courtroom. "Detective Duffy, you say you have no reservations at all about the way Andrew Barber conducted this case?"
"That's right."
"Because he didn't know anything, isn't that right?"
"Yes."
"Objection. Leading, this is a prosecution witness."
"He can have it."
"And how long would you say you've known Andy Barber? How many years?"
"Objection. Relevance. Overruled."
"I guess I've known Andy over 20 years.
"So you know him pretty well?"
"Yes."
"Inside and out?"
"Sure." "When did you learn that his father is a murderer?"
Boom.
Jonathan and I both shot out of our seats, jostling the table.
"Objection!"
"Sustained." "The witness is instructed not to answer that question, and the jury is to disregard it. Give it no weight. Treat the question as if it was never asked." Judge French turned to the lawyers. "I'll see counsel at sidebar right now." I did not go with Jonathan to the sidebar conference, so again I am quoting the judge's whispered comments from the trial transcript. But I did watch the judge as he spoke, and I can tell you he was obviously furious. Red-faced, he put his hands on the edge of the judge's bench and leaned over to hiss at LeJudas. "I am shocked. I'm stunned you did that. I explicitly told you in no uncertain terms not to go there, or I would declare a mistrial. What do you have to say, Mr. LeJudas?"
"It was defense counsel who chose to cross on this question of the character of the defendant's father and the integrity of the investigation. If he chooses to make that an issue, the prosecution is perfectly entitled to argue its side of the case. I was just following up on Mr. Klein's line of questioning. He specifically raised the issue of whether the defendant's father had any reason to suspect his son."
"Mr. Klein, I presume you are going to move for a mistrial."
"Yup."
"Step back." The lawyers went back to their respective tables. Judge French remained standing to address the jury, as was his habit. He even unzipped his robe a bit and gripped the edge of its collar as if he were posing for a statue. "Ladies and gentlemen, I am instructing you to ignore that last question. Strike it from your minds entirely. There is a saying in the law that you cannot unring the bell, but I'm going to ask you to do just that. The question was improper and the prosecutor should not have asked it, and I want you to be aware of that. Now, I am going to dismiss you for the day while the court attends to other business. The sequestration order remains in place. I remind you not to talk about this case with anybody at all. Do not listen to media reports about it or read about it in the newspapers. Turn off your radios and TVs. Block yourself off from it entirely. All right, the jury is dismissed. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock sharp.